Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning, happy Monday.
A little snowy out there this weekend, huh? Everybody enjoy the snow? Or are we sick of the snow? What's the vibe on snowy weekend? How was it, Jess?
It was so pretty. I love the snow when I don't have to go anywhere.
Yes.
When I don't have to go anywhere and I can cozy up at home and look at it from the inside of a blanket in my apartment, it's very, very magical.
Fun, yeah.
So it was enjoyable.
Charlie, did you enjoy it? It's still kind of fun?
Literally same thing as you, Jess. It's like, I enjoyed it so much from the cozy warmth of inside.
You guys were like, wake up to it in the morning. It was still kind of snowing Sunday morning. Still kind of fun.
It was pretty.
Yeah, I think the first couple of snows of the season, they're kind of fun. It wasn't too bad driving in this morning. Yes, it's fine. This one's good, right? How are you feeling about it? Did you, I guess it depends, too. Like, some people had to work Sunday. You could have hated it. Could have been the worst thing ever for you. I mean, how are you feeling about the snow? Some of you guys posted some fun pictures on Facebook for us. How was the weekend? We usually Monday go around the studio, see how the weekend was. Obviously, everybody probably stuck at home. How was the weekend, Jess?
I finished Stranger Things.
The whole thing?
I watched 5 seasons in like 9 days.
What?
Wow. Yeah. The Garage Boy and I were literally talking about this last night because we finished it. I watched like the final episode of season 5. So now I'm ready for Christmas Day. But my brain is so overloaded with information, with like character breakdown of the storyline. And now I was talking about this to him last night where it's like, I almost feel I'm afraid of the final episode because now it's like, now it's just over. Now it's almost become such a massive part of my life and I'm so used to it that like literally it's just going to be over. And like now I'm upset at myself that I've taken so long. And I was thinking like, I wonder if anyone else can relate to that where it's like, what did you take so long to get to that you felt like it was too late?
Mm.
Or I wish I was a part of Stranger Things in real time.
Yeah.
And it's too late. It's over.
Yeah, you can't do it now.
Next Thursday, it's over.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Because I know you thought it would be too scary.
I have been having nightmares. I'm not going to lie.
We have to deal with it. That's the problem. Jess is going to come here terrified. Like anytime like anything happens, she'll be like, Stranger Things. We're like, no, you're fine. You're totally fine.
It's 11.
I know.
It was so good.
Charlotte, how was the weekend?
It was really good. Me and my friend got drinks on Friday and just kind of like frolicked around in the city, which was like really fun. And then I literally stayed inside the rest of the weekend, which I really wanted.
It's a good weekend to stay inside.
Cooked some good salmon last night that turned out really well. I was proud.
Man, I got sick this weekend. I'm still kind of sick. Stomach sick. And it's like the worst. Getting sick during the week is great. You just skip work. It's fun. Like getting sick on the weekend, it was like Saturday afternoon till I'm still kind of sick this morning. Like my stomach is just, which is not fun. So, but I did, you know, I watched this weekend because I had extra time because I was not feeling great. I watched the whole Diddy documentary.
I told you it was crazy,
man.
It's
like intense, man.
Yeah,
like,
it's very, very intense.
How can you watch that documentary and not just think he's the biggest monster on the planet?
Like, yeah, it's wild.
I walked away from that thing being like, wow, like.
How does 50 Cent have more information than the FBI?
Like anybody.
Yo.
And like, how did he get away with all this stuff for so long and like put the pieces together? Like, whoa.
Insane.
Wow. It's, yeah, it's wild. It's wild.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number 3.
Yeah, due to the weather, schools have announced delays for this morning for the following: Anne Arundel, Baltimore City, Baltimore, Carroll, Frederick, Howard, Kent, Montgomery, and Prince George's County schools have a 2-hour delay, and Harford County School has a 3-hour delay.
Number 2.
To celebrate National Syrup Day this Wednesday, Denny's is dropping some wildly impractical high-top sneakers filled with real syrup sealed into clear side panels. So they are called Sticky Kicks, and they feature syrup-colored patent leather. There's bright yellow accents and classic Denny's branding on the shoe. And they actually go on sale later today at noon exclusively on DinerDrip.com for $195.
Nice.
Now, this syrup is strictly for looks. There's no way for you to get this out of your shoe to put on your pancakes or anything like that. It's absolutely not for eating, but it moves in the shoe, and it's like actual syrup.
Shoe people are so crazy, too. And, the sad thing about them is not only they're going to sell for $195, they're going to resell for like $500 afterwards.
People collect stuff like this. That's kind of like diner art streetwear, you know?
It's, whatever.
Number 1.
Legendary director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle passed away yesterday. They were stabbed to death in their Los Angeles home in an apartment homicide. This is an ongoing investigation. So multiple sources tell People that the killer was the couple's 32-year-old son, Nick Reiner. Now, police have not yet confirmed the account and no arrests have been made. Directing This Is Spinal Tap in 1984 kicked off Rob Reiner's legendary career. Other iconic films followed, such as Stand By Me, The Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, and many, many more. Rob was 78 and his wife was 70.
What's like the, is there more to this story? Like, is there like a backstory here? Is there a motive here?
So Nick has previously spoke publicly about his long battle with drug addiction and periods of homelessness. But other than that, the police have not confirmed anything. No arrests have been made. Nick is alive and he is the one in question and is currently being investigated right now.
Oh, it's such an eerie story. I didn't hear anything about this. I mean, Charlotte, do you know anything more about this? I mean, Charlotte's, you've always got a deep dive on it.
The son is missing right now. I haven't had a chance to deep dive in. By tomorrow, I can have tons of lore for you guys, I'm sure. But
I don't know. That's such an eerie story that, like, I didn't know if there was a back situation with this family. It's just not a typical story that you hear of a son murdering his mother and his father without some type of like really awful situation that happened in the past, and again without knowing like a family tree and a situation.
And I don't know, obviously he has spoken publicly about struggling with drug addiction, he has spoken publicly about being homeless, but as far as his current situation, if that's something that he's in right now, I don't know if anyone knows, and I think that's just, those are the answers that people are going to find out.
Right, yeah, for
sure. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
So if I told you about items getting stolen out of a car, that could easily be a Baltimore story, right? Sure, no problem. If I tell you about a story of items getting stolen out of a fire truck while the firefighters are fighting a fire, y'all, that's got to be a PA story. Like... This story, okay.
What's in there that they would want?
Yo, this story gets wild. I'm just warning you now, like, buckle up for this one because it just keeps going and going and going, okay? Welcome to your Monday edition of PA So Cray Cray. And what a way to wrap it up. This is our last live one of the year, so they really gave us a banger here to wrap it up. So if you've never done PA So Cray Cray with us, we have a theory on the show, and that is what, Jess?
PA So Cray Cray is for our neighbors in Pennsylvania, just because a lot of weird, random, I think the word is unexpected. There's no shade, no tea between us and PA. We love our neighbors in PA. It's just really random where it's like, why a fire truck?
Right.
That's just kind of like the vibe of the segment.
They just have
the why. Like, the word is why.
Why? Yeah. Like, yeah, why are y'all so much weirder? It's like, why? It's like the second you cross from Maryland into Pennsylvania, the weirder things just happen. And trust me, we're not trying to pick on them. Like, I keep up with the news. I wish that we were getting headlines like this in Maryland. We'd be all over this stuff. But it doesn't happen here. It happens up there. And so, like, we have to give them their own segment because we're like, what? Like, why? All right, last week, let's go up to North Philly. This fire crew is literally fighting this deadly fire, right?
Okay.
They're spending 40 minutes, like, fighting this deadly fire.
Terrifying.
And while they're doing this, these thieves come up. And they start going through
the fire truck?
The fire truck, but, and like, robbing the fire truck, y'all.
What do you guys need that's in there?
They're stealing house keys.
Oh no.
Car keys.
No.
Medication.
Oh no.
Gear out of the fire truck. Y'all, they're literally robbing the fire truck.
Oh, so they're robbing the firemen and women.
While they're actively fighting, it's not like while it's at the fire
station. So they were taking their personal belongings in the truck.
While they're fighting the fire, y'all.
But what are you thinking? Like
mid-fire.
Wait, you guys are just going to drive around, like kind of pressing the alarm button, hoping that you hear
a car? This story gets worse. So they take the firefighter's keys.
Yeah.
Then they go back, because obviously, you know where the car is going to be at.
Oh, at the station.
They go back to the fire station.
Oh, no.
And they steal the firefighter's belongings out of the car. So, luckily, the police had security footage. And they were able to, like, they don't have the person of who did it. But they were able to somehow, the story gets a little vague, but, like, they were able to, like, get some of the
information to trace it back to who?
The story gets crazier. They stole the car from the fire station.
Oh, jeez.
So they were able to get the car back the next day. So it wasn't just the belongings. They stole the car.
Okay.
So they steal the car. They find the car the next day. But it's like, what in the world?
Bro, if you're going to steal from, like, firemen and firewomen, that means that you don't get to call 911 when your house
ever.
Is on fire.
Like, you get that number blocked
like
out
if,
of your
like
phone.
Like, if you're ever in a fire situation, you don't get to call them.
No, like
that, if you're going to be that disrespectful, you have to put the fire out yourself.
You have to get hosed.
Like, that's a rule. That's so mean.
I mean, y'all, we've dealt with a lot of stories this year from Pennsylvania, but I don't think this one's a doozy. Like, to steal from the firefighters while they're fighting the fire and then go back and steal their car?
It's wrong.
It's bad, man. It's bad. I mean, they're just crazier than us. We have no option but to give them their own segment. And it's called PA So Cray Cray.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's go for the $1,000 in free dash in gas. Call in number 10. Good morning. Is this hi?
Hey, good morning. It's Karen.
Hi, Karen. What's up? Good morning.
Hey, Karen. Hi. Happy Purple good Monday. Morning.
How we doing?
Happy Purple Monday. Good.
Is it snowy? Where are you, Karen?
I'm driving to work towards Annapolis right now.
Yeah, a little snowy down there.
Yeah,
for
a little bit.
Well, let's go. You ready to go for this? We got four more chances. It's five. You're number five, and then four more chances. At the beginning of next year, y'all, a change is coming, and that's all we'll say right now. But I think the change is going to be good. I think you guys are going to be excited about this. Karen, you know how this game goes. Let's explain to everybody else, and then we're going to go for this $1,000 free dash in gas. Jessica, how do we do this?
If you can answer seven trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Karen, you ready to play?
I am. I'm just pulling into the parking garage so I can stop. But yes, I'm good.
Okay, no, yeah, as long as you're safe. We can wait a second. Whatever you need.
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in dash and gas starts now.
Question number one. Which letter comes eighth in the word malfunction? Malfunction.
T.
Correct. Question number two. A cosmopolitan uses primarily what kind of juice?
Oh.
Or you can pass.
I'll pass.
Okay, question number three. In which country is the ancient city of Pompeii located?
Is that Italy?
It is, correct. Number four, how many inches are in 6 feet? How many inches are in 6 feet? 6 feet? How many inches?
72 inches.
Correct. Question number five. What is the name of Bradley Cooper's character in A Star is Born? Or you can pass.
I'll pass.
Question number six. What chocolate bar is known for coming in a triangular yellow box? That's 60 seconds. We actually are over on that one. I know.
It's like that.
It's
okay.
It's fine.
It's too cold. You can't Google as quick as you typically would.
It is.
Toblerone is what you were looking for. Toblerone is what you were looking for. Yeah, I know.
I didn't want to mess. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, though.
Oh, no. Well, thank you. Let's go back to the top, and we'll keep going through these really quick, Jessica. Where were we at with these?
Back to number two. We passed on a Cosmo uses primarily what kind of juice? That is cranberry. Number five, what is the name of Bradley Cooper's character in A Star is Born? His name is Jackson Maine. We got number six for us. And then number seven, let's see how you would have done on this one. Which renewable energy source uses heat from beneath the Earth's surface?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, same. Don't know. It's geothermal energy. We all just learn together. Don't worry.
That's right. Either know or you learn. Either way, you know, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
It is all good, Karen. Like we said, we got four more rounds this year to go. Four more chances this week to win that $1,000 and then free dash and gas. And like we said, come next year, y'all. You got to make sure you're here for the first round of the new year. A change is coming to this game, which I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with. So enjoy your Monday, Karen. Stay safe out there driving. We'll
Thanks.
See you back here
you
tomorrow morning, okay?
Great. Thank you. Happy holidays, guys.
Have a good day, Karen. And head to Dashin and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouthwatering pay. We're talking creamy low-fat Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashin.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is it rude, do you think, to ask for money for a holiday gift? Here we are. It's 10 days till Christmas. Hanukkah just started last night. My family's so mad at me because all I want this year for Christmas is money. And we do Secret Santa in our family, right? And so everyone has turned in their list. I'm not turning my list because literally the only thing I want is money. And they keep asking me, they're like, okay, well, like, give us your thing. Like, give us what you want. I'm like, yo, I just want money. That's it. Just give me cash. It's easy. It's done. Mm-hmm. I don't want anything else. Just give me money. I can go buy what I want. And like, I think my mom is my Secret Santa, which, you know, my mom would do whatever. But the rest of my family is giving me such hell because they're like, you can't just ask for money. Like, you have to like give us a thing. Like, you can't just Venmo me some money. Like, it's fine. We'll just get it done. And it's become such an issue now. Mm-hmm. Like, yesterday,
because don't you do this every single year?
No, because usually I'll like ask for like the thing. I'll usually say like, I'm going to go buy something and just give me money for it. This year, I'm like,
which is like the same essentially. You're like always asking people
this
for
year,
money.
I don't have a thing. Uh-huh. I'm like, just give me money. Yeah. Like, just give me money straight up. $100 and like, let's just call it a Christmas. And like, they're so upset.
You want $100?
Yeah, just give me $100.
Wait, like, what's the Secret Santa like limit? Do you guys
it's $100.
Have like a,
it's $100 okay. limit, right? So I'm like, just
wait,
give me,
limit as in like no more than $100?
No more than $100.
So you're also demanding that they have to spend $100.
Yes. Well, yeah, don't give me less than $100. If the Secret Santa's like max $100, I don't want $80, that's for sure.
Wait, that's kind of messed up.
So just Venmo me $100.
So not only are you demanding cash, but you're making them, you're also demanding that they spend the maximum amount on them.
Not even cash, which would at least be physical. No. He's asking
Venmo.
For a Venmo.
I don't want to go to the bank.
Which
it's
is
annoying.
Like not the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, he's like, so send me a Zelle.
Is it rude to, if you, I mean, is it rude to ask for money? Like if somebody came to you, like for Jess, your husband, Garage Boy, mm-hmm. if he was like, listen, I got to be honest with you. All I really want this year, cash, mm-hmm. cold hard cash. Yeah. Like don't give me any of that.
Well, he wouldn't do that because he's not heartless.
Is it heartless to ask? If that's what the man wants, he's like, hey, I want some cash to go spend on like whatever I want to spend on. Like if your partner,
I think you know the answer.
I don't
know the answer.
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
If my partner, like I swear, it would make my life so easy.
I think the family activity. I think what they would like you to participate in. Because do you guys open all the gifts at the same time, or do you take turns and you
well,
watch everyone?
Yeah,
open?
You go around and you like yeah, yes.
exactly. Which I assumed because there's not that many of you, so I think it's like an intimate setting. Where they want to see each person go one by one, you find out who you got and then you open it. So you are kind of like depleting that activity and you're taking away that experience.
Because what
like
are you going to do?
Activity.
Open your Zelle app and be like,
yeah, he'll send everyone the screenshot
they
of what he got.
Me. They can Venmo me right then. Okay, there you go. Like, just send it
you're
over.
You're kind of ruining that part.
That feels selfish though. So because I take your moment away, like that, so I can't get the gift that I want this year?
No, you're just not participating in the family activity, so you're being selfish.
But yes. I do. That's what I want.
Exactly.
I want me, wah, 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 boo-hoo.
That's all I hear in my headphones, and it's like driving me nuts
so,
right
okay,
now.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I shouldn't get what I want for Christmas.
Oh my goodness, where are you, Christmas?
I mean, I'm just
asking
why the
question. Can't I find
I'm just asking
you?
The question.
You are Cindy Lou Who looking for Christmas, and it's right in front of your face,
so
and you're
on.
Ruining it.
So I'm just asking. So I should get what somebody else wants to give me for Christmas.
If anyone can text in how many times Kramer has said I, please do that for me in this segment alone.
And you know, honestly, I'm being dead serious with you.
Yeah,
like,
I know you are.
No, you're joking. I'm not joking.
I'm not joking. And I think that's the issue is you think I'm joking. I can't tell you how 100%
well, answer
honest
my question.
I'm being.
Answer my question.
I did answer. You're
no,
being
you
rude and you're being selfish.
I'm
that's
not.
My answer.
So you think I,
so
sh-
you're
tel-
I
should
so I
get.
Give you, I just gave you my answer and now you're telling me that no, you're not.
You're not answering the question.
I just answered you.
Then answer this question.
Okay.
I should get what somebody wants to give me more than what I should want.
I think you should participate in your family activity, and I think that you're being rude, and I think that you're being selfish. That is my answer.
You're answering the question with a question.
Charlotte, I'm so confused right now. I feel like he's gaslighting me because he doesn't like what I'm saying.
Charlotte, I'll ask you, because obviously I'm not understanding Jess. should I just get what somebody wants to give me versus what I actually want for the holidays?
Well, I think you're asking a disingenuous question. No, I think the way you're phrasing it is very, like, manipulative.
You are. Yes, you are.
Because you're being like, should I suffer so other people can have fun?
Be happy on the holidays?
Yeah, because it's like, I think of so much joy that I've had with my family in terms of, like, them asking for something special and being able to give that to them is such a, like, thing that I hold dear in my heart. So it genuinely, like, makes me sad for you that you can't, like,
that you don't want to participate.
Yeah.
I just want money. It's all I want this year. So okay. I don't know. So she walks out on her front doorway and all of a sudden there's a package sitting there. What's inside this package, though, is basically destroyed Christmas. Can it make it better, though? We'll find out from Judge Jess.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra. This is Judge Jess.
Thank you for all of your drama this year for Judge Jess. If you haven't done one of these with us before, we should let you know legally that Jess is not a real judge, so you can't actually hold this up.
Yeah, no, this is just an opinion in my Amazon judge costume. Yeah. But so, sometimes you just want an outside opinion. That's fine.
And you need it. Sometimes you're too close to the situation. That's the free service that we offer. If you're having a disagreement with somebody and you just need somebody just on the outside to look at it and basically figure it out for you, call the voicemail 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us the situation and Jess will tell you who's right and who's wrong, okay?
Hi, my name is Melissa from Catonsville, and I have a question for Judge Jess. So this all started because I accidentally opened this package that was on my porch last week, and it had my name on it. And it was actually my Christmas gift that my husband had ordered, and it was the worst, cheapest, scratchiest Amazon basic robe, and it literally came in this like horrible vacuum packed thing. It looked like a dog bed, and it was insulting because I've spent weeks trying to tell him directly exactly what I wanted, a plush cozy robe. I even sent him links, and this one just looks like he went on Amazon and just typed in the most basic robe he could find for cheap. I already opened it and I told him the truth. It's really not my style. And so my husband got mad and he said I should have pretended like it was something I wanted, and I made him feel underappreciated and that it ruined the surprise of Christmas, which, I mean, from my point of view, I didn't want to have to fake another Christmas and my excitement for another gift that I just really don't like. So can you please help us decide who's right and wrong?
Oh, Lord. Well, this is tricky. So what do you do if you find out your holiday gift early? I mean, Hanukkah's begun now and Christmas is 10 days away. Should you tell your partner that you don't like it? Or do you just fake it because, like, that's what they want to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Judge?
If it was me, I would have pretended like I didn't see anything, opened it, and then returned it after the fact.
Really?
Yeah,
so, like,
because...
Like, to his face, you would have been like, oh my God, I love this. Thank you so much.
I definitely wouldn't, like, give, like, an Oscar-worthy performance. I'm not going to, like, outdo myself. But I would have been polite, and I just would have been like, thank you so much. I can't wait to use this. And then the next day, I would have put it on, and I would have been like, oh my gosh, like, it doesn't fit, or like, there's a hole. You know what? Let me just return it. Let me just return it and get another one. I definitely wouldn't have, like, told him that I opened it on accident or anything.
So you wouldn't let him know beforehand, period, no matter what?
I think just because it's, like, Amazon, and, like, if your house is getting a ton of packages and stuff like that, maybe I would have been like, I don't think I'm supposed to see this, so maybe you should take it, like, something like that. But I definitely would have returned it for something that I wanted. But I probably, because I'm trying to put myself in the situation, and if, like, I accidentally opened one of my gifts from Garage Boy, because that's kind of like what's happened before, where both of us have been like,
sure,
I think that's yours, that's not mine, don't open that right now. Yeah. So we're like keeping stuff separated. And if I accidentally opened something that he meant for me, I definitely would just be like, my bad, I don't think I'm supposed to see that. And I wouldn't have, like, opened it and taken it out or anything like that.
I think you've got to tell your partner straight up because, like...
I just would have returned it, like, later on. That's why you give gifts with a gift receipt just in case something's, like, wrong with it. And with Amazon, you have, like, that time to return it and stuff.
But I feel like that's more inauthentic than later on if you're... Because let's take that exact same scenario, okay? Like, you get a gift and you hate it. Like, I think I'd rather you tell me before so I have a chance to go back and redo it so you actually get the gift that you like. Because if you act like you like it and I find out afterwards you don't like it, I then hate you forever.
I wouldn't hide about returning it. I like would say, hey, this isn't working out. I'm going to return it.
Acted like you liked it. If you give me that fake Christmas, thank you so much. Oh my God, this is exactly what I wanted. And then I find out later it's not what you wanted. We're done. It's
even
divorce.
If they tell you I'm like returning it.
No, you better get the same robe then. You better be wearing that robe around the house.
You're
for
weird.
For the rest of your life. For the rest, you better have that robe on every day. You better wear it to work. You better wear it with your friends. You better, girls' night out, you better have that robe on. Where are you going? Church? Robe. You say fake it.
I say
fake it even though you don't like it.
Thank you on Christmas Day. And then next day,
wow.
Amazon return.
with a lie.
I'm not lying. I'm just saying thank you. You're supposed to say thank you when people give you things. And then I would say, hey, it's not working out. I'm going to return it for another one. And then he'd probably be like, okay. And at that point, he probably would have forgotten the situation.
Whamageddon Challenge is the big thing on social media. Have you seen this yet? People are trying to avoid listening to Wham's Last Christmas. I'm not going to play it. Don't worry. You guys are a little paranoid. So I gave the show the challenge to do the same exact thing. The prize on the line is $100 for the charity of their choice. I can play the rules. Charlotte, remind us the rules again of the Whamageddon Challenge. There are some very official rules that are actually set for this challenge.
Okay, so rule one, obviously, go as long as you can without hearing Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Second rule, game starts on December 1st and ends at midnight on December 24th.
Crazy.
Wow. Third rule, only the original version applies, right. So you can enjoy any
covers,
remixes, etc. The fourth rule, you're out as soon as you recognize the song.
Mm.
That's it.
Okay, yeah. So fair enough. So remixes are fine. Like we can listen to this Ashley Tisdale version all we want to. No problem.
Have either of you heard this? I'm the Whamageddon commissioner because I refuse to give up Last Christmas by Wham for the entire month of Christmas. I just couldn't let it go.
Yeah. And I gotta say, I'm really missing it and like kind of sad and annoyed
about this.
Dude.
Yeah. It's like you have to wait all year to listen to Christmas music. That's why when you guys brought this up, I was like, that's wild.
And
it's a weird
been
challenge.
Like really anxiously, like when we were decorating the Christmas tree, I had to keep checking the queue and I'd be like, okay, we're safe for another 10 songs.
Well, that's what I was gonna ask. He's like, what are you doing to try to avoid listening to Wham's Last Christmas? Because honestly, it like adds a lot of anxiety to
and
your Christmas.
And who is doing this challenge? Because I honestly had no idea about it until you brought it up. And I don't see it anywhere because everyone's algorithm is so different on TikTok.
I've had a couple different listeners now mention they're doing the same thing.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I didn't until I started reading about it. What are you doing, Charlotte, to try to avoid Wham's Last Christmas?
Yeah.
I've got like a regimen now to like keep me safe.
So whenever my family is listening to Christmas music, I have to be the one on like the stereo. The
so now you're not letting them listen to it either when you're around.
Can't.
So they also have to. Are they aware of what's going on?
Yeah, they're aware of it.
And how do they feel
about
it?
I'm not being like a dictator. Like if they're listening to Christmas music, I'll respect that.
Yeah.
And like go mind my own space and business.
Yeah.
Sure.
But it's definitely been sad for me. I feel a lack of George Michael in my life.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So I've got this whole thing now because, I mean, the song can pop up anywhere. And the one that scares me the most is it's going to pop up on social media, like in a story. Because
I didn't even think
there's a remix. There's a Wham remix with Drake going on as well, too.
Well,
and it's the original version of it.
Per the rules.
If it's a remix, it's fine.
So even if it's the original, but it's in a remix, that's fair?
It's fine. The rule is it has to be the original. It has to be the original version.
Okay.
So the thing that scares me the most is it popping up on an Insta story because you can't really control.
Listen to Instagram not muted?
I don't listen to it muted, no.
Wait, you listen to it not muted?
Right.
Because I only ever listen to Instagram muted.
I
That's
should probably
so
do that. That's actually really smart.
Wild.
So,
because people could use that song as like a background.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
So here's the things that I do to keep myself safe in this Whamageddon challenge, trying to avoid Wham all Christmas season long.
Blasphemy.
Obviously, I will only, if I listen to Spotify, I only listen to R&B Christmas now to make sure that it's like not going to be on that playlist because it wouldn't be on that
Noted.
Playlist.
Add Last Christmas to all R&B Christmas playlists.
And I make sure it's like the Spotify version too, so it's like
Damn
a curated
it.
Playlist, you
okay,
know?
Okay, okay.
When I come in the morning and it's playing, they play Today's 101.9.
Because they're all Christmas
the lobby,
right now, yeah.
It's all Christmas. I change that playlist to make sure that it's only going to be mix, and they'll always change it back. And every time I walk out there, I change it back to mix because I can't risk it.
Because everyone else wants to listen to holiday music.
I cannot risk it, though.
So now you're trying to cut that off for the entire building?
I can't risk it, y'all.
That's crazy.
I cannot risk it. And then there was one other thing that I do. Oh, well, yeah. When I'm around friends, I was in a friend's car the other day.
Yeah.
And she had Christmas music on. I was like, we cannot listen to Christmas music right now. We have to listen to something else because I cannot risk losing this challenge. I just cannot do it. It just stresses me out too much. So far, Charlotte and I have successfully gone 15 days.
We're past the halfway point.
We have 10 more days without trying to listen to Wham's Last Christmas. Can we pull it off?
10 more? No, less than, because you said Christmas Eve,
right?
Well,
yeah, I guess 9 days. Nine days. Can we make it 9 more days? I mean, I don't know.
So that's next Wednesday?
We're going to try our damnedest to pull off this Wham again challenge, but I mean, I don't know.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, good angel versus bad angel. You ready to find out which side won? I mean,
I'm not.
Jess is going to leave for this one.
I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, we were left with a moral struggle last week, man. And we got to figure out which way this went. And if you don't know what we're talking about, this is what we do called a Talk Me Out of It update, where we check back in with people that called in for a segment called Talk Me Out of It that said, hey, listen, I know this idea seems kind of crazy, but I don't know if I should go for it or if you should talk me out of it. Where were we last week with Anonymous, Jess?
Unfortunately, Anonymous got their hours cut at their job and she was basically moved back to part-time. They then gave her more responsibility and more tasks, including being in charge of a gift for charity on behalf of her company. And on the wish list from the family that they had adopted, essentially, a 9-year-old girl asked for AirPod Pros. And Anonymous had a pair of her own, but they got stolen. And so she was considering taking the AirPod Pros that her company got for this little girl and then giving this little girl some kind of knockoffs that she found on Amazon.
Right. Luckily, we got a call back. We never know how these go until we find out live with you. Hi, Anonymous.
Hi.
Did you keep the AirPod Pros for yourself?
So, like, all weekend, I was going back and forth. I prayed. I journaled. I even, like, held the AirPods box and was like, okay, girl, be the better person. But every time my chest just got like tight thinking about how unfair this year has been. So I did it. I kept them.
You kept them?
Wow. I did. And honestly, I wrapped off the knockoffs, and the more I looked at them, like for an adult, they're pretty bad. Like they're pink. They light up. And the box says wireless earbuds in Comic Sans. So I actually think she's going to love them.
No. Don't even. I'm sorry. Like, if we're going to talk about this, let's be real. So you stole them from her.
Someone stole mine, and I kept.
So she's talking to us through them right now. She probably has them in. I'm sorry. This is so
wait,
long.
Are you talking to us on them right now?
Yeah.
No, hang up.
Is really good on the pros. I was going to say, the sound hang quality is up. Really good. I'm sorry. So continue. So what finally made you decide, like,
to take them?
To do it. This is crazy you're talking to us right now.
I think it was just, like, that mine got stolen and that with my company, like, kind of screwing me over, I just kind of felt like it's been a really, really rough year. And
yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Honestly, keeping one nice thing, like, doesn't feel evil. Like, it feels like survival. I hope the girl likes her gift. Like, no one asked any questions. I dropped it off. Like,
well, clearly
honestly,
because it was wrapped, so they don't know that they're fake. She's not going to know that they're fake until Christmas Day when she opens them.
But you think she'll care, honestly? Let's talk that out.
Yeah, let's talk it out.
Why are you mad at me? I didn't do anything.
Because you let this happen.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you let this happen.
Do you think she'll really be upset? And maybe we need to talk to a 9-year-old right now.
Yeah, you guys, we're talking a 9-year-old from 2025, not a 9-year-old from 1989.
Like, I think these I'd be
kids,
excited.
These kids are like editing and creating their own anime films. Like, Maya is 10. Maya wants a laptop because she creates all of these like digital things. But like, obviously she asked for them because she wanted them. And they asked for them because they're in this vulnerable place because this family cannot afford a Christmas or a holiday. Like, clearly they can't afford anything right now. And I get that a lot of us are in that position, but we can't take from each other. I think that's why this is so frustrating.
Okay, but they light up and they're pink. So I actually think she's going to really like them. Like, I think she's going to be really happy.
Okay.
And I also, just from my own money, got her a $5 Starbucks gift card that I added in there. So it was like a little extra surprise.
Oh, wow. Okay. Like a tip for taking your gift.
Get a frappuccino or something. No, but like kids love that stuff.
She tried. So, like, all right. How do you feel? I mean, honestly.
She obviously feels fine.
Do you feel
she's
fine?
She's taking the call on the new AirPods.
Do you feel okay about this?
I mean, I feel a little guilty, but I also feel kind of relieved.
Okay.
Like, I needed a win and it's been stressing me out and like it's done now.
Okay. And you feel like this was the win?
Yeah. I just think like I chose me.
Yeah, you did.
She chose her, Jess. What do you say? She chose herself for once. What do you say about that? We talk about that a lot.
In this situation, I think it was the wrong thing. Like when you choose yourself, you don't have to step on others to do that.
Wow.
But I hope that if anything, like, you deserve to be in a working situation that values you. So clearly, like, you're not happy where you are, and they did this to you, and that's why you're really upset, and you're essentially lashing out, which I get. So I hope that, like, you can find a better working environment, because clearly you're not happy there.
I mean, honestly, like, yeah, it's really bad, and I feel like they kind of, like, made me do this. Like, they pushed me into this situation.
Well, I don't know. Okay, I don't know they for. Okay, anyway, we always appreciate you calling back and, like, giving us the update. So thank you for letting us know.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
That was bad, right? I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. That was bad.
Yeah, that was definitely not good.
Like, let's just talk this out for a second. I just feel like we got to stop the show down for 1 second. Because last week it wasn't as bad, and it just progressively kind of got worse to me as like we went through that call. But I don't think she even saw the fault in it. So I think what really kind of made me upset in this whole thing, because last week she was kind of like, I don't know if it's the right thing or wrong. It was almost like, did her mood not change completely to you to like, she was like the victim in all of this?
Yeah.
It was like way more victim mentality than last week when she was like, hey.
I don't think so. I think she sounded like that last week.
Last week she did to you?
To me, yeah.
I didn't get so much victim mentality. Last week it was kind of like, hey, would this be the wrong thing to do? This week was more like, hey, I got so screwed and I was so righteous in what I did. I don't know. To me, that was just like the complete, I feel just kind of icky about the whole thing. Brittany in Tawnytown. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What were you feeling during that?
I depend on the Christmas Angel Tree program for my kids. Mm. I told you last week, I left a not so good situation. I am a single mom of four who works overtime 40 plus hours a week. And for her to take away from something from a child that has nothing to do with her job mm-hmm. is just heartbreaking, because I've been in a situation where, okay, sometimes you don't get the greatest things from the angel tree, but you're grateful. But when you see your child open up something that you cannot afford, that all their friends have, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can finally fit in. Yeah. It's crazy to me. And she's lucky that I don't know who she is, because I would report her so quick. Because to me, she needs to lose her job, because that's not fair. That 9-year-old girl didn't do anything to her. She just asked for some nice AirPods so she could fit in with her friends.
Wait, tell us.
I'm actually, Brittany, first of all, thank you so much for being open and vulnerable about your situation. And I love that you are bringing this up, because something that was very frustrating last week that we saw very much so on the text line was, it felt like people had a lot of judgment towards this family and this little girl for even asking for the AirPods to begin with. Like, they didn't why should she even, like, she didn't even deserve to ask for that. And I'm really thankful that you brought up that point of, sometimes kids are just asking because they want to feel like they belong if they're unfortunately not in the position to get those things. So thank you for sharing that.
Well, tell us more about that, because I think maybe that's, you can articulate that better than we even can.
Well, it's not the 9-year-old girl's fault that her family cannot afford, you know, whatever her other friends can afford. Mm-hmm. We don't know her situation. We don't know her parents' situation. We don't know if her mom's a single mom. We don't know if her dad's a single dad.
Right.
So it's not fair to just judge on that aspect. We don't know what people go through in their daily lives.
It's true.
We don't know their struggles. We don't know if she wants them for like a learning thing, like if she has ADHD. I know I got my kids like Walmart brand like headphones because they have ADHD, and it helps them like focus on what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So we don't know why exactly that she wanted them. And it's, again, she's 9 years old, and it's not fair that to her that because her parents can't do what other people can do on the daily basis that she gets taken from.
Mm. You know, I'm really glad you called today, because I think if we can take anything from this, y'all, it's the holidays, man. And maybe we can just be a little bit more compassionate to other people's situations that we don't really know about and what they need this holiday season, you know? So thank you for calling us.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.